Thank you, choir. That was divine. I'm already trembling with anticipation for the day when they make their presence felt up here. Let's sing together again. Number 201, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I think I'll invite you to stand. Hark the Herald, number 201. I need to take just a minute to thank the choir and the musicians for all of the hard and creative and joy-filled work. First of all, of course, I need to acknowledge Irene. You know, without Irene, I'm pretty sure I'd be out there wandering in some desolate musical wilderness. But we're so grateful for her talents and her willingness. And I need to thank also the singers arrayed here before you in such splendor. You know, some years ago, not that long ago, someone suggested maybe we should have a community choir. And I wondered, will anybody come? Well, they've come. They've come from all kinds of different places. Different backgrounds, maybe even different belief perspectives, I don't know. But you know, when the piano starts to play and we open our mouths, what comes forth is blissful unity, harmony, enough to give me hope. A lot of hope. You know, this old broken world has not quite reached the peace and goodwill to all that was forecast on that Christmas Eve. We're not quite there yet. But I have an inkling, I have a suspicion that when it comes, that message will be wafted to us in music. It will come to us in song, and I think maybe even sung to us in the sweet harmony of a choir. We have one more song, The King.
Regretfully, they tell us, but firmly they compel us to sing. So long, farewell, au revoir, say adieu, 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 to you and you and you. So long, farewell, au revoir, au revoir.
Goodbye. No, there's some trees down in the foyer. Have a wonderful Christmas.